year. Welcome to Coffee and Cannabis. I'm your host, Eliza, and this is...
Dumb. It's Corey. What's up?
Hello, everyone. Welcome. We're back. I'm back. I was away. He's smoking out of Virginia Slim. It's the gang. Corey, what are we smoking on?
We are smoking on Elion Cannabis from Bango Distribution. New to Jersey.
Okay.
From Cali originally.
Oh, all right. I didn't know they came from Cali.
I believe so. I got to double check that, but I'm pretty sure.
And there's something, are they women owned? Did I make that up? No?
I think you made it up.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
There's just another new brand in the state.
Okay, they're here.
The state is growing. There's no new stuff coming out.
You're fucking it up.
You just making up shit.
I know. I would be trying to plug and, you know, whatever.
No, it's a big brand.
That was fine. A fail.
They'll be all right.
That was a fail. All right. Sorry, guys. So, how are you?
I am splendid. How are you? You got your vacation braids on. Y'all yes. Know when the black chicks go on vacation, they got to braid that thing up. Protective hairstyles, very important.
At least you know.
I got a black wife.
At least you know. Yeah. Took a little trip down to Turks.
She went to Turks, no Caicos. No that and Caicos. Good.
The big TCI, you know. It was good to get away. It was good to have a nice little recharge, you know. Wifey is pregnant, so it was sort of like paired with like, you know, being a baby moon. So it was nice.
And you had a little birthday.
Yeah, a little birthday. Yeah. Big birthday. Big, I guess. People made me feel like it's big after. Like, I didn't think it was big, but apparently.
35?
I guess. Yeah.
It's not like a special number.
I feel like people have said that to me. They're like, oh, 35, that's big. And I'm just like.
All right.
It's the middle of 30, between 30 and 40.
Yeah. After this, you head another way.
I know. Maybe that's why they say that. They're like, this is it. After that, it's downhill.
Yeah, the party's all over after this shit. Yeah. So big domesticated vibes.
Yeah.
Old washed ass.
Basically. That's why I have Jalen. Keeps me young.
Yeah, he's going to do that.
But, 35, it was a nice vibe. Turks and Caicos was expensive as fuck.
Yeah.
As fuck.
Yo.
Don't believe the hype. Don't listen to Drake and all the other rappers that make fucking songs about Turks and Caicos.
You didn't like it?
It's not for you.
You didn't like it?
It's not for us.
Wrong tax bracket for it?
It's not for us.
It's not for us? Wasn't supposed to be there?
Nope.
Found yourself somewhere you wasn't supposed to be?
Not yet. Yeah. Too early.
That was like my Christmas trip. Found myself somewhere like,
yep.
It's not for me.
Nope.
I can't afford this shit.
One day. Yeah. Not today.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep watching this podcast. Come to our dispensary when it opens so that she can go to Turks and Caicos and fill one of the people.
Appropriately.
Yeah. Come correct.
But I'll be honest. Even despite being extremely expensive, I still, and this is no shade to the country, because I want people to support tourism and all of these, especially the Caribbean countries that need it. It was a little confusing to me because it was very expensive, but it was very underdeveloped. And it didn't seem like the folks there were interested in having any type of like new technologies. And I get it. I know some of the places have some resistance, but like I'll give you an example. The cabs, you can only call them. There's no Uber. Mm-hmm. Right? And you have to get a cab number, which you would have to meet someone there to give you a cab. Mm-hmm. And then when you reach out to that cab, apparently there's like different areas of the island. Yeah, that like some cabs don't want to go to.
Yeah.
We went to, there's a popular club called Aziza out there.
Okay.
And when we were staying was sort of like the ritzier part of the island, which of course is further away from the stuff because it's like the secluded area. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So no cab wanted to go up there. It cost $33 to get the cab to bring us and $33 to get the cab to bring us back. So $66 plus whatever tip. The very next day, I was like, we cannot do this. We need to rent a car. We rented a car for the remainder of the trip, which was three days, $120.
Yeah.
One cab to one restaurant.
60-something.
60-something bucks. And then the very next day for 3 days. Like, it just didn't make any sense.
The wild part is we had a similar situation last year for our 10-year anniversary trip, me and my wife, and we went to St. Bart's. And, like, but, you know, my wife actually do the research, and she's on Reddit. She's looking at forums. And everybody was like, you have to rent a car when you go there. It's a small island. It's very hilly. It's up and down. There aren't cabs driving around. Like, St. Bart's don't really have cabs, period. You have to rent a car there. And yeah, and that's what we did. We got there, like, set it up to have the car there when we got to the port. Got it, and it was cheap. That's the other part. It's like, a lot of these islands, renting a vehicle is so cheap. Comparatively, right, to like doing anything.
Yes, you're
right. It almost doesn't make sense. As expensive as the island is, this thing that at times is too expensive here in the States is actually very cheap over there.
Right.
So, different.
And listen, and that's my own fault because I probably should have did a tad bit more research, at least in terms of the Uber situation.
Well, you was just like, I'm going to Ankekos. I'm going to Big Turks. I don't need nothing.
Yeah, I didn't think too deeply. But in terms of the underdevelopment, like even, you know, like they don't have any stoplights.
Yeah.
Their entire country is based off of the rotary system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also British.
British, so I was about to say, that's a very British thing.
They drive on the other side, right? Uh-huh. And then the steering wheel is also on the other side. So it's like a lot going on.
And oh, I just, hold up. And then you rented a car?
Yes. It was a lot.
Yeah, you was taking some chances.
Yeah, it was a lot.
You had your pregnant wife in the car. You over here trying to figure out how to drive on the other side. Yo, you was taking real danger.
It like, was a lot, Corey. I'm telling you. I was like, I need a chauffeur for this. Like, what is happening? I am not rich enough for this experience.
Yo, that's funny as hell. First day, we're going to take a cab. Next day, need a whip. Third day, I need a chauffeur. Yo, you got bougie quick?
I just...
Apparently you got to be rich.
And the food, you know, the cuisine was, you know, that big snail.
Escargot?
Conch.
Oh, a conch. Yeah, conch.
Not a big fan.
No? Was it for you? You had conch fritters?
Yep.
Oh, that's a hit or miss.
And the chowder.
Conch chowder, yeah, I'm good on that. But conch fritters are okay. Wasn't your thing?
I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't. Well.
You know, giant sea snails not for everybody.
Jayla's face.
It's a giant sea snail not for everybody.
Thanks for saying it like that.
Yeah, like I'm saying, I like escargot, but they also drown it in butter and garlic. So
true.
Conch fritter, not so. But that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I just feel like whatever experience Drake is having that he's telling everybody about, it's very unique to him.
Well, Drake's experience is on a yacht next to Turks and Caicos.
No, I think he actually bought Prince's old house out there. Oh, he actually has like a beachfront. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
He's living a different life. You can also afford a chef, a chauffeur, and all the other things that all you don't have.
Yeah. Nope. We experienced a very different Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, y'all had very different trips to the island. It's just different.
Nah, but our villa was fly, and all of that shit was really cool. So, you know, being by the beach, being able to just chill, like, that was dope.
Was it all-inclusive?
No. It was like a private villa.
That's dope.
Yeah. So.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, I was here in the cold, so screw you. It was brick a couple days out here.
Yeah.
Not so fun. Not so fun at all. I was quite jealous.
Well... You know, you also live a life where your birthday gets to be in the summer mm-hmm. and mine gets to be in the winter. So I always have, so I have no choice but to run away for a couple of days every time around this season.
All right. So common misconception that the summers fly for the birthdays. And occasionally it is. Do you know how many people I know or friends are married on my birthday? Anniversaries are my birthday?
Yeah, because I get married in the summer.
And then when I was young, my birthday is the week right after people get out of school. So everybody would like, leave school, go on a trip somewhere, so no one would ever be around for my birthday. Like, June 23rd, it's like, oh, that was probably a lit birthday time. Nah, mad bad birthday stories. Yeah. Everybody always going on vacation.
Nobody
on my
around
birthday.
To go to his birthday party.
Yeah, I couldn't get no friends. No, but yeah, no. Summer birthday, not always where it's at.
All right, fair enough.
Like, I'd be waking up to, like, the happy birthday and happy anniversary to other people. It's like, it's supposed to be my day. Oh, well, also talking about your birthday, happy birthday to my baby, my daughter.
Yes.
She was born a day before you?
She's the fourth?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's my little baby girl, turned eight the other day.
Yeah, so it's Aquarian season.
That's your moon and stars. I don't
Aqua know. Gang.
I don't know what that means.
They know. And we're entering into the age of the Aquarius. Pluto is coming in. There's a transition happening. And the world is going to start to shift. You're going to see. This is going to age well. This is going to age well. We were in the age of Pisces previously. It was really resonating with, like, religion.
Is that, what was it talking about in the song? It was like, it's the age of the Aquarius.
Yes, yes.
That's a thing?
I cannot believe you know that fucking song.
Well, round it.
Very much so. Yes. And now that we are shifting into the age, that we're going to be in this age, like, this is years upon years that it remains. But you will see that a lot of the world will shift because now there'll be more of in tune with the type of attributes that are associated with Aquariuses. So, like, more logic.
So we're going into the age of Aquarius again?
No, we weren't there before. We were in the age of Pisces.
So why did they make the song?
I don't know why they made the song. They were fucking high.
They were like 40 years early, like 50 years early.
They were sort of early.
Some bullshit.
They were sort of early. But the age of Pisces was, like, related to, like, religion and faith. And that's why, like, the past 2,000 years were always associated with that. But now the age of Aquarius is going to have the attributes of what an Aquarius would. So it's, like, a lot of logic, a lot of humanitarianism. So we're going to see, like, how people start. You see how, like, there's, like, a lot of awakening happening right now?
And I
that's, like,
it.
A like, new thing.
The age of kidnapping your business partner to do a podcast. I mean, yeah. You said it's going to be like Aquarius. You're the one I know.
You don't see what's happening? You don't see? Like, people, there's, like, a
now
shift
that I think about
in
it,
people's energy.
My daughter is hella, like, logic-based, just like you.
Yes.
Oh, this sounds like a fucking headache. Y'all get 2,000 years?
Yes, just like everyone. It's just our time.
Yeah, we need to land in the Cancers. Toxic, emotional people that love hard and are petty.
That sounds terrifying. That's why Cancers are the number one serial killers, because that is terrifying.
That's not true.
Yes, that is a real fact.
Yeah, but that's because we love that person so strong, yep. And they did us wrong, and we're petty, and you deserved it.
And now you must die. Now you must die.
I had one of those memes the other day come across me. I sent it to Candace, and it was like, so what? I'm a Cancer. And it was like, I love you hard. I want to stab you. You know, I could kill you in your sleep. It's me. Like... It was one of them shit. I was like, this is not. Candace sent it to me, and I replied. I was like, it's not wrong. It's like, it's pretty spot on.
Yeah,
because you're surrounded by Cancers. We all Cancers.
I am.
So, with this, this come out close to a happy birthday to my son, who'll be turning four. But he's not an Aquarius.
He's a Pisces. Oh my god, that was me and my little brother. My little brother was a Pisces, and I was the Aquarius, and I was the older one.
Oh, wow. Listen, I birthed your family.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay, yeah, good luck.
No, I'm just thinking, I'm thinking about Parker. I'm like, wow, good luck to Parker. Like, because he's teary, right? Is he emotional?
No, Deuce isn't emotional. No, you're right, he's emotional. He's crazy. I don't know, he's three, and three-year-olds are terrorists.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so
true.
Who knows that's at this true. Point? I'm hoping like four... He tries to calm down a little bit, but yeah, it's a wild time in my house. February, between both of them kids' birthdays and Valentine's Day, it's just a broke month. You were in Turks and Caicos, so I'm just in the middle of my broke month.
In a short, yeah.
And my wife's birthday's in December, so I had double hit in December. Mm. You get January to re-up a little bit, and then you get hit in February all over again.
Damn.
And then I just try to last through the rest of the year is mine.
So you get to summer?
Listen, from March to November, besides Mother's Day, I ain't celebrating nothing to nobody else. It's just the rest of the year. But yeah, this is a broke couple months right here. Hurt. Pockets bad. Running up that credit card.
It's true. Well, at least it's Black History Month.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say that too. That's Black History Month. We have legitimately three Black-owned brands out in the market right now, between Buttercake, Mud Brothers, and then Prolific Grow House.
Yes.
Putting out their flower, which I smoked the other day. That Candy Haze is fire. But, yeah, no, it's dope. They're like, to see Black faces on products and owning products, and, or go into a dispensary and see multiple Black-owned brands on the shelf, that matters, right? Yep. Yeah, so, you know, some of you dispensaries that you go in there and you don't have, managers have none, or at least some, like, favorable women-owned ones, messing up.
Yeah.
Messing up.
Yeah, you got to get on your shelves.
And, you know, Travis Kelce started the fade.
Like, is that the football guy?
Yeah, he invented the fade. That's what Fox, that's what Fox said on February 1st.
Oh.
They announced that. But smart Travis Kelce was like, don't put that on me. Not on February 1st. He said it in the thing. It was funny. You're on a trip to Turks and Caicos. You didn't even know about it.
I did it because I just, this whole obsession is so weird to me.
Yeah, the Swifties.
Yeah. Is a lot of things that happen actually during this time that was like, so I guess like newsworthy, like the Jay-Z thing,
mm-hmm.
right? And the Grammys. And then, Jalen, you still didn't remind me. I didn't show you the song Fast Car. That happened.
Chapman. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That Luke Combs re-hit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like a thing. So yeah, a lot of stuff happened and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's the thing. When you're on a trip out of the country, you come back to like, I am out of the loop. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, me, I'm not a Swifty. I'm more of in the Navy. I'm, you know, Rihanna. Big Navy.
Yeah.
I love me some Riri.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah, I don't get the football thing with her. I mean, I get it. It's ratings. That's really what it is.
She's one of the biggest stars on the planet.
Yeah. But it's just so cheesy to me.
All right. Well, we got some things coming up. We got the state meeting. Dropped your blunt.
Yeah.
You're bougie now. So we won't know, we don't know right now, but probably by the time this airs or someone's seeing it, we'll know if we got our license yet in February.
I hope so.
But we are not planning on it, so it's cool. It's not a disappointment if it don't happen this month, but we could hope. And, you know, CRC, hurry up. Thank you.
I'm tired of waiting.
Period. Just, that's it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
Give me my shit.
Yeah, I feel like my patience has been, yeah.
We're almost at 2 years, this process?
March?
March is 2 years.
Is 2 years. So, yeah.
And then sent the application and, yeah. Very long application process when you really get into how long this shit took.
Nuts.
Yeah, so.
Nuts. Right. Open a dispensary, they said. Go get rich and change generational wealth, they said.
Yeah. I was not there. I did not say go open a dispensary. I was like, I don't know, chief, but we're going to do it. she's like, we opened a dispensary. I was like, all right, cool.
You're right. I'll take that off for that.
But we here, so fuck it.
We are here. Thank you for tuning in with us. Happy Black History Month. I hope that everyone learned lots of things and supported lots of Black-owned businesses and supported my Black-owned business, not only for this month, but also for my birthday. That's nice. Go.
Go to Sweat Wellness.
Go to Sweat. And yeah, give us a sub. That's a nice birthday gift too, right? Like, comment, bell. Subscribe. That's, do that for my birthday, please. I know you fuckers watch this. Just like the thing, at least for this one video, something. Just show fucking love. Cause I know y'all be watching. We got the stats.
Oh, you got the little app that tells that telltale.
Yeah, yeah. Be looking at the data. Y'all fucking around. Anyways, yeah. So, what else? Thank you for. Yeah, thank you for watching. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being with us. We are going to be rolling into Women's Month, and we have some exciting episodes there. So, yeah. continue to tune in with us with our journey. Hopefully we will be opening very soon and we will have some good news for you. So we'll see you next time. Do good. Get high.
Be well.
Yeah. Later.